USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government just releasing its latest report on first-time unemployment claims. It shows last week another 1.87 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Economist Joel Naroff says,
the total number of workers on the unemployment rolls jumped. It is expected that with the reopening of the economy, more people would be coming off unemployment than going onto it. But that wasn't the case last week.
Last week's is the lowest total of first-time claims in more than 2 months since the pandemic began. Another four-star general is criticizing President Trump for his handling of a Washington, D.C. protest this week, as on Monday, protesters were cleared from a park across the street from the White House with rubber bullets and pepper spray. Retired Marine General John Allen, saying Trump's actions may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the Magamall. TheMagamall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Charges against the Minneapolis police officer seen in a video putting his knee on the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes, leading to the death of George Floyd, has now seen his charges raised from third-degree murder and manslaughter to second-degree murder, and the other three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene at the time are also now facing charges. State Attorney General Keith Ellison.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Walmart is now pulling firearms from the sales floors of some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death continue, leading to looting in some places, including some Walmart locations. The company is saying late yesterday that firearms will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The World Health Organization says there is no evidence the coronavirus is mutating in ways that would make it more deadly or more easily spread, as some have claimed. Yesterday, WHO emergency program leader Dr. Mike Ryan said researchers haven't seen any particular signal that leads them to believe that the virus has changed in its nature. And forecasters are predicting the tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the Central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday, with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay off the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning. Meghan Markle is voicing her support for Black Lives Matter. The Duchess of Sussex delivering a virtual address to the graduating class of her alma mater, Immaculate Heart High School in Los Angeles, speaking out against the death of George Floyd and other African Americans who have been killed by police in the United States. She also said she was nervous about how she could express her support for Black Lives Matter, realizing that, quote, the only wrong thing to say is to say nothing. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.